Welcome to Living Life on the Max with Keisha B. Spivey, a weekly podcast that will challenge you and encourage you to live your best life yet. Hello there. Thank you for tuning in today. We are continuing our discussion on It's an Inside Job. We have been talking the last couple weeks about all the things that we need on the inside of us. We don't have to go get it. We've already got it. We just got to dig that thing out. We've got to be bold enough and courageous enough to get the dirt off that thing so that it can shine. Today, we're going to continue this discussion and we're going to talk about choosing wisely. You know, my grandmother used to quote a line from a poem by William Ernest Henley. She did this when I was a child, and I never forgot it. I never forgot this part. She would quote the whole poem, but all I can remember is the last few lines, and it said, "It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." So every time I wanted to make an excuse or not follow through on something that I'd started, she would start quoting this. It took me years to put the pieces together, but what I have realized is that my grandmother was teaching me that at the end of the day, my choices belong to me. At the end of the day, I am driving my life. I am directing I am literally dictating the direction of my destiny. At the end of the day, I am determining the quality of my life. At the end of the day, I am literally designing my life. You know, the last line says, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." You know, God has given every single one of us this thing called free will. It gives us the ability and the power to make decisions on what we will do and what we're not going to do, and what we will submit and what we'll surrender to. It also tells us what we're going to rebel against. It tells us what we use as a compass for our lives and what we refuse to follow. So at the end of the day, we are directing our fate. We are directing our soul. And the way in which we're doing this is based on the decisions that we make and the actions that we take. Henley said it in the poem, but even greater than that, God says it in his word over and over again. You know, Romans 12:2 tells us to not conform to this world, but to renew our minds so that we will know the will of God and be able to make wise choices. You know, when you go to bed at night, when the rubber meets the road, the decision is going to come from you. Yes, it can be influenced by others, but the ultimate choice on what you do or what you not do is yours. When we are facing these tough choices, it can be difficult to know which way to go, when to go there, and how to go there. We have to realize that these choices, these are things that we face and that we deal with every day. And sometimes the way we're supposed to go may not be crystal clear, but I believe that there are a few godly steps that we can take anytime we need to make a choice, anytime we want to operate with wisdom. You know, a lot of times we don't know which way to go. We know what the Bible says. It's clearly clear cut, black and white. There's no gray. But sometimes in our personal life, sometimes we have options presented before us and we don't know what to do. So if we get to those places, I believe if you take these next few steps, no matter what the situation is, you can find yourself making a wise choice. Step number one, write this down. It is consider. Consider. Before making any major decisions, stop and consider your options. What are the facts? What are the risks? What are the repercussions? What are the consequences that literally hang on the cuff of this decision? Don't allow yourself to be pushed or rushed into a major decision. You know, my husband's rule of thumb is we're going to sleep on it. He's not making any major decisions without a full night's rest. He's like, there's no emergencies in heaven. We're not going to do something that we can't undo. So we're going to sleep on it. He believes that we should consider the full option, take a nap, and then get up and go from there. You know, we should treat every important decision like it matters. Don't rush in head first and make an in-the-moment decision that's going to cost you more than you bargained for. The Bible tells us to count the cost. And this is something I have to work at because it's easy for me to just run right on in. You know, I'll deal with it later, but I've had to learn some price tags aren't worth paying. And if I throttle back and take a moment to consider, to flip that thing over, what'll happen if this, what's the worst case scenario for this? What's the best case scenario for that? If I take time to consider it, then I can have peace with the decision that I've made. Step number two is counsel. Seek counsel. Let me be clear. This doesn't mean asking any and everybody about what you should or you shouldn't be doing. It does mean seeking wisdom from people that have fruit on the tree. People who've walked ahead of you, people that have made those mistakes and you can learn from their errors, people who are doing it the way you want to have it done. Now, I have people that I trust about money matters that I don't trust about marriage matters. You know, I look at their life. Where's the fruit? I want counsel about where you've able to be, when you've been able to walk into success and I'm able to see that victory on your life. You know, Proverbs 11:14 tells us that victory is won through many advisors, many people giving you wise counsel. Don't be too proud to ask for help. Ask for help. Allow other people's experiences to teach you and ultimately seek counsel from God. You need to pray about that thing, but you do need counsel if you're going to make wise choices. Number three, challenge. Yes, that's exactly what I said. Challenge your own thinking. Why is it that you're having to make this decision? Is it out of fear? Is it your ego? You know, who else will this decision impact negatively or positively? What will it do for your marriage, for your finances, for your business? You know, what will it do for your witness, for your reputation? If I say yes to this decision, what are the possible outcomes? If I say no, what are the possible outcomes? Challenge that thing. Does this decision align with God's will for my life? Will it push me toward Him and toward purpose, or will it push me away? Take time to challenge the choice. Be honest, because sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation saying yes to something that God did not tell you to say yes to. Then you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling burdened because you did not realize that you were taking and making that decision because of your ego. You wanted somebody's approval. You wanted somebody's affection. You wanted somebody to give you an attagirl or an attaboy. That it wasn't really about purpose. It really wasn't about assignment. It was about your flesh. So challenge your choices. Challenge the decision that you're making. Step number four, commit. Yes, I said commit. I know that's an ugly word today, but commit. You need to commit after you've considered the decision, after you've gotten wise counsel, after you've challenged yourself. The next step is to commit to the decision that you make. Commit to it. What changes do you need to make in your life as a result of incorporating this decision into your plan? Once you've decided this is what you're going to do, commit to going the distance. Commit to courageously moving forward. Commit by faith that you're going to trust God, that you're going to do your due diligence, and that you're going to do everything that you know how to do to make the best wise choice possible for you with what you know. Step number five, cast your care. You know, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. So once you cast your cares regarding the choice onto the Father, then you can be content no matter the circumstances. It's so easy to second guess yourself after you've made a decision. You'll be spending time doubting and literally regretting. And both of those are just wasting energy. If you believe that all things work together for your good, then you need to know, well, I've done the best I know how to do with what I've had. I've decided based on what I know is true. And so now I'm casting it at the foot of Jesus. And once you do that, just encourage yourself along the way and believe that as a result of this decision, that there are great opportunities waiting for me. As a result of me choosing wisely, I'm about to walk through some open doors. As a result of me choosing wisely, I can expect new seasons to be on the other side of this decision. When you cast your care, when you've done what you know to do, you can have peace. Peace beyond your understanding. Because a lot of times we don't know always what's best. But when we take the time to do our due diligence and we literally go before God and we take these steps to get wise counsel and then we commit to the process, I believe even bad decisions or bad choices can be made good because you put yourself in a posture and a position for God to draw good out of it. The Bible talks about how He takes our ashes and He turns them into beauty. He takes our messes and He turns them into messages. He takes our pain and He turns it into purpose. So I believe every decision that we choose to make wisely through His leading and through His guidance, I believe will work out for our good. Now, the tips I just shared with you are all good ones, but let me get this crystal clear. Let me leave this out here. Do not make any decisions without taking some time to hear from the Holy Spirit for yourself. Do not make any decision without listening carefully to what God wants you to do. There are no shortcuts to that. There are no substitutes for His guidance. He is wisdom. He is all-knowing. So whatever it is you've decided after you've walked through those steps, I want you to sit down and spend some time with the Father and let Him direct you and order your steps. And again, there's a peace that'll come with that that goes beyond your mind and your thinking and your understanding. I hope this session has encouraged you. I hope it's blessed you. If it has, please share it with a friend who may need to hear these words. Take time to subscribe to this station so that we can stay connected. Find me on social media. I'm at I Am Keisha B. Spivey on all forums. And let's stay connected. So until we chat next time, do you to the max. God bless.